Hello, I'm Joseph Pierce, and please permit me to spend a couple of minutes of your time letting you know what's newly posted in the inner sanctum of my personal website, jpierce.co, jpearce.co. There's a blog section which is available for everybody, but there's also the inner sanctum, which is for subscribers who want to go further up and further in or deeper into my own work with exclusive content. So, first of all, there is a 45-part college-level course on Tolkien and Lewis available for all members of the Inner Sanctum. Just go to that section of the Inner Sanctum and you can either just dip your toe in the water and do a few classes, or you can do the whole thing cohesively and coherently by beginning with class one and doing the whole course. But also on top of that, I have four regular podcasts that I record. The video podcast at the moment, we're doing the video podcast called Home is Where the Hearth Is. And currently I'm doing a series on learning to love our Anglo-Saxon neighbors. And it's not about race in modern United States. It's about Anglo-Saxondom. It's about the golden age of old England and old English, the period of Anglo-Saxon England from the withdrawal of the Romans in the late 5th century until the Norman conquest in 1066. So a period of basically 600 years, almost all of which from 597 onwards, we have a profoundly Catholic culture. So learn to love our Anglo-Saxon neighbours is the current Home is Where the Hearth Is video podcast. And then I do a regular Lady Dow diary where I just basically wax, hopefully lyrical, on what I've been up to in the previous week, both in terms of the work I'm doing, in terms of writing, speaking, editing, teaching, traveling, etc. But also just life on our 2.5 acres surrounded by woods here in relatively rural South Carolina, the upstate of South Carolina. Say relatively rural because I sometimes say that we move to the country and find ourselves living in the suburbs because development is hot on our heels. But nonetheless, because we are surrounded by trees on all sides, we do have privacy still, even if civilization is encroaching upon us. And then, so that's Lady Dow Diary. I also do every week, I share my love and passion for poetry with my friends in the Inner Sanctum. We have a Poem of the Week podcast, which is somewhat misnamed because it's very rarely a poem of the week. It's normally several poems of the week because each podcast is somewhere in the region of about 15 minutes and most poems do not take anywhere near that long to read. So normally there are several poems in the Poem of the Week podcast. This week, however, I'll talk about what's newly posted in the Inner Sanctum. This week's Poem of the Week podcast is actually the beginning. It's the beginning of Lent. I'm recording this on Ash Wednesday. But also the beginning of T.S. Eliot, Lenten Season. We are going to be going through Lent with T.S. Eliot. I suppose if you don't like T.S. Eliot, you could listen to it as a penance. But those of us that love Eliot, it's going to be very much a pleasure. And so I should be reading several of his poems between now and Easter. Today, however, of course, it couldn't really be anything else. I've read the entirety of T.S. Eliot's poem Ash Wednesday to set the scene, first of all, for today being Ash Wednesday, but for the Lenten season. And then the fourth regular podcast I record is called Revisiting Old Favourites, and we've done all sorts. And by the way, the archives, of course, there are now hundreds of things available for you if you join. It does include, I've read the entirety of Hilaire Belloc's The Path to Rome, for instance. So the Revisiting Old Favourites does include revisiting old favourites by people other than myself. But generally speaking, I thought this would be an obvious place to provide for those who are interested in what I've written, those things I've written which are only available in print and not online. Obviously, if it's available online, there's no point you subscribing to the Inner Sanctum to have it read to you by me. I've read over the years since we launched the website several years back now, I've read a sample chapter or at least a part thereof of all of my books, 30 plus books, that's available in the archives. Currently, however, I've also read the everything that I've contributed to other people's books. So some books to which I've contributed a chapter or an introduction or a foreword, etc. I've also read all of those. And as and when new books come in that to which I've contributed something, we have a little break in what we're doing otherwise, and I read those. So if you want to keep abreast of everything I'm writing in print as well as online, the Inner Sanctum's the place for you. But what we're doing currently in the Revisiting Old Favourites podcast is going through every issue of the St Austin Review, the Catholic Cultural Journal, of which I've been the editor since day one, back in September 2001, the month of 9/11. And so we're going through that, and we're still very, very early on. We've now, this week I've read, and I read my editorial to each of the issues, and my editorials are always connected to the theme. Each issue of the St. Austin Review has its own specific theme, and so whatever the theme is, I write on, so that guarantees an element of variety. I won't give you the back list of previous editorials, but I will tell you what I've just read and recorded this week, and that's the editorial to the January-February 2003 issue on the theme of Tolkien Revisited, and my editorial is on that theme. So my waxing again, hopefully lyrical and hopefully learned, on the great J.R.R. Tolkien and his masterpiece, The Lord of the Rings. So here we have an update on what's newly posted in the Inner Sanctum of my personal website, jpearce.co, jpearce.co. Please do check it out. Check out my website and check out the Inner Sanctum. And indeed, please consider joining the Inner Sanctum and becoming a friend and a supporter of me, my family, and my work. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye, and God bless.